You're listening to Unregular Radio. The following program is mature content intended for adults only. The views, opinions, and thoughts expressed here are not necessarily those of Unregular Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Furthermore, do not attempt to recreate any of the situations described, as it may prove physically, legally, or financially harmful. And as always, thank you for listening to Unregular Radio.
And we are back on Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie. We're here a little late. Shit happens.
Damn not MBTA.
My, not it's my
cool.
fault.
It's cool.
Shut up, Georgie.
Not my fault.
Completely.
Why were you delayed?
Because I lost my phone, and that way, like, I just lost my life.
I had to rush her. I'm like, let's go.
I feel so lost and helpless without it. Like, I don't know what to do. And like, I've been complaining all day about it because I can't contact anyone. I had to reactivate my Facebook to get in touch with people.
Yeah, if I can say a quick message. If anyone sees their dicks online, happens to see their dick online, I'm sorry, I lost my phone. Also, so many pictures of dicks.
I have bad pictures on there.
Just one of mine, but so many other guys' dicks that I can't. And I feel responsible because of that.
You should. Fuck. Yeah, you should a little
bit. At least
bit.
I have a password. Well, hopefully the password, they don't just hack into it. I mean, it's an iPhone.
Password it. It's an iPhone.
It's an iPhone. They can totally hack into it.
Yeah, that's easy.
What else do you have in your phone? That like videos?
Yes, I told you videos.
Yeah? Yeah.
Videos, Jesus.
Pictures, all kinds of things that shouldn't be seen.
That's cool.
My phone is my best friend. Like,
no, you don't even understand. I can't get the phone out of this girl's hands. Like, I try to talk to her. It's the worst thing ever. No, you try and have a conversation with Georgina. She asks you a question and then she immediately goes to her phone. So you're talking to her.
Shut up. I'm not that bad.
You really are. No.
I'm not that bad.
You are.
On top of your head. Like when you're, no, like when your head's down, we're just talking on top of your head.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Absolutely. But, oh, shit. Sorry. It's going to be really refreshing, though, I feel like, since people
you feel
can't
free?
Get in- yeah, I feel free. It's because free. People can't get in contact with me.
Yeah.
So now they're just going to annoy Jackie.
Like my mom.
Yeah, fuck off. Do not call me looking for Georgina.
I will be with Jackie all day if anyone needs to get in touch with me.
Trying to remember phone numbers and stuff.
Yes, I had to go online, write down every important person's phone number.
Do not contact me.
When did you lose it? Do you know?
I lost it at Underbar, Hot Mess, last night.
So there
I was
you go.
A hot mess.
So if anyone was at Underbar and sees an iPhone.
Yeah, with the Game
Underbar's
Boy case.
Closed. No, it's closed till like tomorrow.
Of course it is.
Fuck.
Typical. Well, you know, I think you should. Oh, God, don't give up.
Oh, yeah, we're all here.
I know, it's still on.
I'm with Georgina.
Everyone call my phone.
No, fuck Georgina's phone. We don't care anymore.
Okay.
Georgina's here, obviously.
Hey.
Hi. Jessica's here, too. And we have David.
Hey, everyone.
What's going on? You have a Duck Tours jacket on. Why?
So I used to work for Duck Tours.
You did?
A few years ago, several years ago. And I still sport it. The hoodie feels wonderful.
It's hoodie weather today.
Yeah, and I sleep in this. And I'm kind of like depressed. It's like my depressed hoodie because of the phone thing.
Yeah, because, yeah.
I don't want to get in. Yeah.
You lost your best friend.
Can I just say that, like, okay, so I left work. Wasted. So for three
nice.
From 3 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock in the morning, I don't know what happened because I woke up in my bed. Woke up in the bed.
That's
all my
safe.
Shit's there. But the phone. The charger's there.
And you have cut up arms too.
Oh yeah, and I woke up and have all these cut up arms, like I scraped it on concrete.
Christ.
And there was a little, like, you know those prickly balls? Those little, like, bushes.
Oh, yeah.
That was on my shoes, on my Converse. And I was like, so, dude. And I had, like, a couple of dollars missing, like, $10. So I was like, okay, I got a cab. And so I actually, the next day, I got a cab right home. And I asked the cab driver, like, so what do you guys do if, like, you, like, someone leaves their cell phone in the back of the car and the cab driver just, like...
That's mine.
Oh, my God.
He goes, it depends. We go to the police station. We drop it off there.
You take it.
Depends on the driver. Depends on the driver. You take it. Yes, we take it. It's an iPhone. Yeah, we take it. It's a smartphone.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
I just don't want...
Christ.
My...
We're all a bunch of messes. No, this is not okay.
What do you mean?
Don't call me in with them.
You've had your mess time too.
I have, just not right now.
No, no, no. And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes.
I remember when Jessica I go on my benders too. I've been on a bender for like a week and a half, but I remember Jessica had a couple of weeks that she was just out of it too, drinking in the like the morning.
Yep. I would like come in here at like 9 with like a wine bottle, like wine and like a water bottle, so bad.
I think that was me yesterday. I started taking shots at like 1 o'clock. Yeah, Jackie, we were drinking all day. We went to the Middle East. We were taking
we took bunch shots of SoCo Lime.
Sunday, Monday. I did not stop drinking all day. That's why I got
3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, fuck.
Some wicked gay guy last night bought me a huge shot of Jameson. I had to take it in 3 big chugs.
I feel like the theme of the night was shots. We were just having shots. Then were you there for the Sailor Jerry shots on the CCC?
Yeah, that's right before I left.
CCC, Sassy Cunt Cabana.
What are you guys' favorite shots?
What are my favorite?
Yeah.
I don't discriminate. Bourbon. I like them all.
I like my whiskey. I like my straight shots, but if we're doing mixed shots and stuff, I'm into Kamikazes.
Kamikaze.
They're good. They're pussy shots.
It's like lemon juice.
But like they're delicious. I think they're fresh.
I like saffron acids. Those are good.
What's that?
It's a Jaeger, Malibu, and pineapple juice.
Well, okay. Malibu pineapple is awesome. So with a little bit of Jaeger, that might be okay.
No, you can barely taste the Jaeger. It is delicious, and I love it.
That sounds good.
I love Guinness floats, which are just a glass of Guinness with a scoop of ice cream on top.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I found a place that does Guinness burgers. I want to go.
The fuck is a Guinness burger?
It's just like burgers that are cooked like in Guinness.
Sounds incredible. Oh, my God.
Tell me that right now so I can yelp it.
I'm so hungry. 5 stars.
It's at Charlie's Kitchen in Harvard Square.
Oh, shit.
So everybody knows.
Oh, shit.
We're all just like, damn.
Yeah.
A family trip to Charlie's Kitchen for a beer burger.
Yay.
Those are two of my favorite things, girl.
Gay field trip.
Guinness and burgers. Medium. Right.
I love burgers.
I love being a black man that eats medium meat, medium, like, beef.
Why?
I was with my mom. My mom was.
I'm surprised you like beef at all.
I know, right? Girl. I was with my mom. She was in for the week, and we all order burgers for some reason at this restaurant. And I'm like, oh, can I have mine medium? And she's like, you mean well, baby? And I'm like, no, mom, medium. And she whispered to the server. She was like, well done.
Why?
And then I ushered the server to come back, and I'm like, if you fucking burn that burger, don't you listen? And he's like, I got it. And I'm like, because that's just
because there are things if it's not cooked all the way, you know, diseases and whatever, E. coli.
It's like you're eating dead. That meat is dead now, and it's like it's just garbage going through your body. You might as well just get a medium, trying to get some kind of like nutrients, protein or something.
I like it medium well. I like it a little.
It depends on what chef who's cooking it. What freaking I mean, Tasty Burger, they make them medium. They prompt you to, especially me.
Yeah.
I think it's the black thing. I think I do get black guilt from that. But I'm like, yes, it's fine. It's fine. It's medium. Is that okay, sir? I'm like, yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, fine. Speaking of that, Teesburg on L Street, South Boston is coming up soon. Everyone's stuffed over there. Oh, it's so good. I'm excited.
I heard that there's a Five Guys opening up.
Across the street from Wendy's.
Nice.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I hope Wendy's goes out of business.
Really? You're over Wendy's?
I'm over it.
I'm not over it, but I want it gone so I stop eating it.
Yeah, hey, seriously.
Do you guys notice how Wendy from Wendy's actually looks like Wendy?
Yeah.
From Peter Pan?
No, like she just...
She looks like a Wendy.
She looks
There's the girl Wendy?
Like Dave Thomas's daughter, Wendy.
Yeah.
She's now doing the commercials.
That's her.
She is her. But
yeah,
it's just,
she is her.
It's just miraculous because you know, you never really saw Wendy growing up.
Did you know that the name Wendy was invented for the story of Peter Pan?
Really?
It was never used before that.
Nuh-uh.
Swear to God.
That's a nice little fact.
Right? I'm full of useless.
Wendy seems like a regular name that...
Yeah. Love it.
Huh.
I feel like someone's yelling.
Everybody's yelling. Everybody's loud.
Peter Pan. That's one of my favorite ones.
Never want
to
grow up.
I want to go to Never Neverland.
Right?
I'm going to be a lost boy.
Forever.
I want to be a lost boy forever.
I would eat like imaginary food and be
bang-a-rang,
like...
Bangarang, kid.
Bangarang!
We need Bangarang shirts. I'm calling that.
Yes.
We're going to go order Bangarang shirts. Bang-a-rang. We're going to be back.
Rufio!
We're getting into a quick little music break. This first song, Jessica picked out the music for me today.
Yes.
Because, we slacked hardcore.
It's Jackie's fault.
Yeah, it's all my fault. No, do not contact me looking for Georgina. I will kick your ass. We'll be back. Three Strange Women, UnregularRadio.com.
UnregularRadio.com.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand?
Unregularradio.com, Boston's best online radio.
And we're back. Three strange women, Unregular Radio. Georgina's whining.
I'm whining too.
I know. My phone.
I was saying how
both of you and your phones. If I hear one more word about phones,
I'm muting both of
your microphones.
Before you beat me, I just wanted to say real quick that I'm really happy that she lost her phone so that I feel so alone.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's $800 to get a new one. Like, this is not okay.
We could spend a whole segment on this because it's just not cool. People, when you find someone's phone, return
it. Pay attention to your shit.
Return it. Like,
figure it out.
Pay attention to
a hot mess.
But shit happens.
Be responsible. No, you be responsible.
I was. It was in my pocket. It fell out.
That's not responsible.
It happens. Return people's phones. That's all I'm saying. You might get your phone back. I might too.
And I am fucking responsible. I never lose my fucking shit. It fucking happened.
Watch your stuff.
You're just going to act.
And lock your phone. Lock your phone.
Yep.
Lock your phone.
Please don't today because I'm really not in the mood.
Purposely aggravating Georgina. Good times.
You guys gonna wrestle again?
He knows. It's like, all right, let's change the subject.
I just wish that I dropped it on the ground outside and then it rained on it so that like it just damages the whole phone. Like, and boom, done. No pictures.
You're just scared of the dick pics.
I'm focused on those dick pics.
Do you have a lock on it?
Of course not.
Oh, well then that
of
sucks.
Of course not. That even sucks. Even with that, someone could freak that shit out.
I know. Whatever. Anyway. Over. Something that a lot of guys care about that I don't particularly care about, football.
I do care about football.
Yeah.
Patriots won yesterday.
Did they?
Yep.
That's cool. What happened? You said something happened to Tom Brady's face?
Yeah, he got kicked in the nose.
Kicked in the nose? Dude, like, he took it like a champ,
though. He did take it like a champ. He just, like, he shoved toilet paper up his nose and, like, he had a Band-Aid over it.
Mm-hmm. How do you get kicked in the nose? Don't you have a helmet on?
It was like the front of the cleat went straight through like the eye part.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks. Yeah. Ass.
It was like bullseye. Yeah. And it wasn't intentional.
Yeah. And then like the first touchdown Patriots made, Gronk went to go spike the ball like he usually does, and he like brought his hand up and the ball went flying backwards and he just like looked at his hands like, what, where did that go?
I thought it was
that was actually hilarious.
So they fumbled a bunch. But they won, right?
They did win.
Yeah.
It's they got a lot of flags called on them,
you know what
though.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, too. I was like, if they don't win today, this is going to be a silly fucking...
I'm a Boston fan. I obviously root for anything to do with Boston. Yeah. Celtics, Red Sox, Bruins,
I love the
Patriots.
I'm full so black.
This was the ninth season opener. Patriots have won in a row.
Nice.
Yeah. I would love to go to a game.
Seriously.
Yeah, someone take David Bass to a Patriots game for his birthday.
When's your birthday?
June 5th. But, you know, he's
like, what the hell?
Christmas. Thanksgiving.
The 6 months, your half birthday?
Just give it to me.
Give me that football. Ew.
And it'll be freezing, too.
Ew. I know. That's why I don't like football either, because live, it's cold all the whole season.
And you can't, I've heard so many stories like you're stuck. Like, you can't just leave. You have to leave early, or, like, once you're there, you're there. Because, like, the traffic, and some people actually, like, get hotel rooms so that they can, so they can, like, not have to deal with all that traffic, but I guess it's worth it.
Yeah.
I bet it's worth it.
I found an article on the Huffington Post talking about the Baltimore Ravens linebacker, Brendan, I can't even say this last name, Ayanbadejo? Give it a try.
Can you spell it?
A-Y-A-N-B-A-D-E-J-O. Bandejo. Ayanbadejo?
Ayanbadejo.
That's what I'm going to go with.
See, cause you gotta like separate it. So it's Ion
Badejo.
Dejo. It's Dejo Badejo. Like Badejo. Badejo.
We're having trouble.
Ion Badejo.
Anyway, Mr. Brendan, dude. Voice
did
of support.
Did I just say something I shouldn't say? Like, did I just call myself an asshole?
You might have.
Did I just call
myself
a fucking...
several times.
Yeah, right.
Apparently, he's not gay, but sent.
The name like that.
Yeah, right?
Sorry.
Maybe he should be. No. He sent a letter to the Maryland mayor?
State delegate.
Yeah, he sent a letter to them to try and legalize same-sex marriage and put it on the ballot in Maryland. So that's a pretty big deal, I guess. He's one of a bunch of straight allies for the LGBT community. It's kind of nice to have some people stepping up and
we need more straight allies. I mean, not that we need them. It would be nice to.
Yeah, I guess this letter was written because when he came out and voiced his support, the state delegate, Emmett C. Burns Jr., wrote a letter to the Ravens owner urging him to inhibit such expressions from your employee. Like saying that you can't come out and say that gay marriage should be legal.
Yeah, and that's not anybody's... Bullshit. Exactly. But I feel like the NFL has taken a pretty good stance on LGBT stuff. They've been really... didn't they have last year, they made a whole big thing about how they supported it and, like, equal rights and stuff like that? I don't watch football. I don't know much about it, honestly.
Yeah, but. I mean, like, there's always going to be a blurry way of saying it. Because, like, you know, you're not going to have, you know, an NFL or an NBA saying, like, I don't see a rainbow flag being held up on Flag Day just because, you know?
Yeah. But I can. I can totally see
it. It'd be fucking awesome. It'd be kind of funny. It'd be funny and it'd be awesome.
Because it's not a country. It's like a...
Yeah. It is kind of a... Yeah, but like, I just don't see that. Because like, there's always that blur. Because, you know, again, it's all men and, you know.
Yeah. No, I get what you mean. There's a whole list here of straight allies. It's kind of nice. There's a... Top of that list is Brad Pitt.
Of course.
I love him. No, he's dreamy.
Half of his fan base.
Well, he's also engaged to Angelina Jolie, who's very openly bisexual. Yep.
They haven't,
she's dope.
They haven't tied that up yet? I thought they
did too, but there were just rumors. No, I believe they didn't tie that knot yet.
Yeah.
But in 2009, Brad Pitt donated $100,000 to Fighting Prop 8 in Cali, which is a huge deal. That's a significant sum of money, and the No Hate campaign going against Prop 8 is one of the many things that stemmed from that, and it was a great... it's kind of become like a well-known kind of... I lost the word. I had the word, and it really fucked me up.
It's really my fault.
It became... No Hate has become just like an American thing now. Like, it's like it's a good thing. We totally stood up for what we did. Like, I
American
love,
staple.
Yeah.
Because everyone does kind of just at least know what the No Hate thing is.
I would hope so.
Yeah. So it's kind of nice.
Idiots, they don't know. Turn on the internet.
I actually met with the No Hate guys last summer. They were awesome.
I wish I'd gone with that.
It was kind of bitter. Yeah, that was a little bitterness I just showed right there. Because like, I really want a picture.
Oh my God, I know the picture.
I really want.
Me too.
And then I was thinking about what kind of pose too. I would make. I'm like, what would I do? A peace sign? Or would you like, Nakamatsu. Nakamatsu.
I guess Cyndi Lauper is another one on this list. She launched her Give a Damn campaign to raise awareness for the struggles of gay and transgender youth. I believe she did that in 2011. So that's kind of nice to see some celebs.
There was also Tracy Gold from what was that show with Kirk Cameron and her in the 80s? This is going to bug me.
Ah, God, I would so use Wikipedia.
That's
going to
bug me, but either way. Oh, my God, no, that's going to bug the shit out of me.
Another great LGBT advocate that I've been kind of following around for a bit, huh?
Sorry, Growing Pains.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when Kirk Cameron came out against gay marriage.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, Tracy Gold was like, no, that's not okay, and came out as an ally as well.
Nice.
Sorry to...
No. But best is waiting to be Anne Hathaway is another one.
She's huge on it.
She's been really big.
Anne Hathaway.
Can we talk about how gorgeous she was as Catwoman?
My God, I haven't seen her as Catwoman, but I think she's hot anyways.
Bad.
I've seen the pics.
I need to see. Yeah, I've seen.
You
the
need
pics.
To see that movie.
I so do. That movie.
That movie was incredible.
I bet she was doing like 5 minute wall squats for that movie. You know what I'm saying?
No, she is one of my favorites. But she's a huge ally. She has this whole big interview quote she did about it, and like I don't have it pulled up right now, but I'm sure I can find it and post it at some point on the Facebook when I'm allowed back on. I'll be allowed back on in an hour. It's bad. No, I miss it.
Wait, I'm sorry. What? What's going on? Facebook. Why aren't you allowed on Facebook?
On the Three Strange Women Facebook page, which everybody should like.
I've liked it.
You're on it now.
I'm on it, but no, I can't. Like, when I go to like something...
Oh, you can't post anything?
It says,
So you can just watch everything, but
I can watch absolutely everything, and I can still chat.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been watching everything.
They want to tease you. They're like, you can't post or like anything.
Yeah, when I go to like anything, it says, you've recently posted something that violates Facebook policies, so you're temporarily blocked from using this feature.
You have to post the nipples.
Yeah. To keep from getting blocked again, please make sure you've read and understood Facebook's community standards.
Oh, my God.
You will be blocked for an active 1 more hour.
I will say... Facebook is so serious that shit, dude.
There, no, I'm just blown away. Like,
what was it, nipple?
Yeah,
it was not even a full nipple. It was so stupid. On the Three Strange Women page, I like to push boundaries. I post a lot of pictures of sexy girls doing things and whatever. That's hot. No, I stopped tagging.
Good for you.
I stopped the tagging.
Oh, that's fine. God,
I actually like the tagging.
I'm still gonna tag.
No, I hate the notifications.
Yeah, I hate the notifications.
I hate
the rest.
Yeah, that's what I hated. I'm like,
it's no worse like, than no. It's no worse than all the stupid events.
Oh yeah, no, I hate those too.
It's way less annoying than the events. At least
no,
it's
but
something...
you get notifications all the time. That's what sucks. Like
the event notifications piss me the fuck off.
Huh?
The event notifications.
Yeah, yeah, those piss me off too. No, it's not.
No, you get them when anybody posts in that event
or comments too. Sometimes
I don't have a lot of events that people comment on. I guess.
Do you ever get like mass instant messages?
I hate
those. How dare the people that do that?
I can't get out of them. I can't get out of those fucking chats.
Yeah, because you're on mobile most of the time.
Yeah,
you have to do it on the computer.
A lot of things you can't.
Well, I don't have a fucking phone anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
What you could do, if you had a phone, you could then go in your browser and then go make sure the desktop feature on the very bottom. Anyway, I get a prompt on Facebook. So
the phone
When you log on Facebook, you have to like say where you are. So like, I'll always be like, Unregular Radio, and then it'll email me.
You are at Unregular Radio.
So like today, I get an email from Facebook saying, hey, someone logged onto your profile from a place that you aren't normally at.
Oh yeah, that happened to me once, and I was like, what the hell?
Yep, and I was like, no, that's not me. And then it said, change your password now. And it made me like choose, there were so many passwords I wanted to use, and I was like, no, not that one.
Capitals and so many numbers.
This one's not strong enough.
I always put my first name.
You're
like,
not.
They're like, this is not a safe password.
You're not allowed to use that password. Choose another one.
Something I won't forget. My first name.
So all I'm saying is that my phone is somewhere in Charlestown. Someone find it and return it to me.
That sucker down. I hope I get it like a message that someone has found my phone. I'd be the happiest girl in the world. But that's not gonna happen.
Whatever, shit happens.
But it's still on.
It is still on. So if you're calling Georgina's phone, keep
mine
calling.
Says
it's like just pick up and do the right thing.
If you're calling Georgina, don't call me.
If you call me, it'll say something like, "You have reached a Sprint."
PCS to use.
David Lee Bass.
Beep.
Mine's boring. It just says my number.
Mine's like, hi, you've reached Jackie. I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave a message, ew.
I just do it for bill collectors so that I don't want them to know that it's really my phone.
Yeah.
See, when I still had like a activated phone, mine was, it's been the same since I was like 13. It was, you know who you called and you know what to do.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Like all my number's been the same since I was in like,
me too.
617.
Am I gonna have to change my number?
No.
Hell no, girl. Switch the shit out. This guy. I don't know. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
It's time for a little break, anyway.
Thanks for letting us vent about this phone thing, Jack.
I know.
I'm gonna let you guys vent off the air for a little bit because it's not coming back on this fucking radio show.
It's not fair.
Both of you.
I want my phone.
I mean, you were like, me and you were doing like imaginary
phone
things.
We'll be back. Send three strange women. UnregularRadio.com. Fuck these assholes and their no phones.
whatever sweater you find. And you're the one who can make the most of living like a roller coaster, with your mouth open wide, your hands to the sky. You're screaming, only see that I will never fall.
you really did in the end. But what you ever gonna do, I don't know.
Boston's best online radio.
We're back. Three strange women. We're crazy.
Oh boy!
Like, what are you kids talking about?
Bunch of hot messes in this room right now.
As I said before,
he left
before the losing phone thing. Something between 3 a.m. and 8 a.m.
What did you do?
I somehow got from my job home, and also when I woke, looking from my phone, I noticed that on my wrists. There was a big scrape. There's a big scrape as if I fell on concrete.
Or maybe like you did. Scraped. Look at me. Dude.
No, but the way that there's scrape.
The way the scrape is not the... vertical. It's horizontal. It's so
look
weird.
Look at that gash on my knee. I don't know what happened. I got in the car last night I had blood dripping down my leg.
I remember seeing that. Now.
I think I just stopped drinking.
It was like
drinking.
A flashback.
I'm okay. Done. I'm not judging because, like Jack said earlier, I have my benders and my really bad weeks.
Yeah,
but it's weird being the most put together person in a room.
Yeah,
that is a new feeling for me.
Do you ever get so drunk? You get so drunk that the next
Jessica.
Week you go to that same place and the bouncers are telling you how crazy you
right?
were last week. They're like,
I missed that.
Oh, you're back. Oh,
Nuh-uh.
Hey, just by the way, you left your hoodie and your bag. We have it. If you were wondering, yeah, you try to pee outside. I do like to pee outside.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. I feel like
I've mastered the art of walking while urinating forward.
Wow, I would kill to do that.
Seriously,
without spilling, you just gotta kind of like walk like a cowboy, and then you gotta stick your pee pee up, and you kind of just let, like kind of flow like those little. I got the idea from those fountains, those little boys.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
And one day I just had to go, and I was really wasted, and I went to but I only had a 30-second moment of time between the public, because I love peeing outside, but not in public. I love the art of...
Because that's able to be, yeah.
Yeah, I like the art of, secretly urinating real quick.
And not getting caught.
I love it. I feel like a man.
Oh,
I feel like
God.
A fucking man. Like, yeah, I just fucking urinate in a corner, man. I didn't even make a mess of nothing.
Oh.
Bye. It evaporates sterile. But I only do it at night, and I try to. I'm not going to do it at daytime. Then if I can ever get caught, I'll be have to register as a sex offender. I don't want that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't want that on my internet.
No.
That is not.
Jesus Christ.
That's the worst thing anything that could happen to any American. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
We can go into this, but seriously, in society,
sex offender,
the whole registering, it's because it's forever.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you got to be careful. You got to not do dumb stuff.
For easy
and everyone has to know
I had
about
to
it,
go, I officer.
Like.
I had to go.
There was one night. There was one night where me and a few friends got accused of stealing some woman's purse. Like
what?
Legit, didn't do it. We were sitting in Burger King parking lot, and she came up in a little Vespa next to us, and somewhere between her Vespa and Burger King, maybe it was at home. I don't know. Her purse wasn't there, and she accused us. So whatever.
Wow.
So we left, and cops are following us. We have a lot of weed in the car. We give it to, the most innocent kid. Get him out of the car, and we keep going. So they keep following us. They don't find anything, whatever. They stopped us, and we were like, dude, we didn't take it. So, you can search the car.
Because we
legit didn't take it.
Yeah.
But the kid we gave it to got found by a cop peeing. And almost got a double charge.
Wow.
Yeah. See, that's what's so awesome about that. It's, the risk. With weed, too, I would have never gotten caught for that shit. Because I would have been walking in, urinating, and gone. Honestly, yeah.
I wish I could do that. Such penis envy.
You have to like waddle kind of penguin.
If I was a if I was a woman, I would still be doing it. I would be fucking trying to figure out how to pop a squat real quick.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, oh, no, because I like to wipe.
Oop, poop.
I don't like doing
it. I don't mind popping a squat. If you gotta go. If I have to go.
Oh yeah, dude. Like in high school, queen of popping squats. We had like a walking class. Like legit, just a class would like go walk through the woods for an hour and like come back.
Yeah, no.
And
at times I'd
be
like,
"I'll be right back," and I would just like go pop a squat, and I'd let it be known, like, "Dude, I have to pee. Sorry."
Yeah, sorry. This is happening.
Just sometimes you forget your bladder at home, and you don't know what to do.
That's today's lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lose
dogs
your phone.
Do it all the time. People are walking their dogs. It's fucking gross.
Dogs are peeing on the street. Why can't I?
People are walking their dogs, dude. Maybe it's just dog envy.
Maybe animal. It is. That's what it is.
Prime
dog
meat.
Lifting your leg.
I'm kind of a dirty, dirty dog.
Good God.
Don't try to find me urinating now. I'm just saying.
No.
We're making hand print.
I've already seen your penis today.
And then sometimes you ever see something and you want to take a picture of it, but you can't because you don't have your cell phone.
I can't update Instagram. Oh my God,
I can't.
I'm like in love with Instagram right now.
My thumb feels like alone. I'm playing a thumb wrestle with no one.
I know. Like I don't have someone to turn to.
Return our phones.
I'm like,
return our mobile devices. Mobile devices.
Yeah. I've never lost a phone.
It's a T-Mobile Sidekick.
Really? Oh, I've lost plenty.
It's a T-Mobile. No, it's a T-Mobile Slide, HTC Slide.
Yeah,
4G, which is kind of like better than an iPhone. I'm just saying.
It is. That's 4G. What it is. My BlackBerry's faster than
an iPhone. It's a slide, so it has keyboard. Yeah, it has a little. I just want to go back to buttons. I cannot wait till society goes back to buttons.
I know. I do love buttons.
I'm kind of over it.
I only want an iPhone because of the picture quality.
I heard a rumor that the iPhone 5 will have.
Holograms?
A button. No.
They have button. No.
Or there was one model that they're thinking about with a slide.
Oh.
Oh, really? That'd be weird.
You know what? If they do that, if the Apple Corporation makes a new iPhone with buttons of keyboard, a slide feature, if they can somehow get that patent.
Oh, my God.
And make the iPhone slide. The iPhone slide. You wouldn't even need a number. It would be a separate entity of the iPhone.
Yeah.
An iPhone. I will.
And then put it in Roman numerals.
Yes, I will sign my life to you in blood.
I know. Imagine how awesome that would be.
I can
picture it. How sick it would be too.
Because iPhone screen is really sick. I do see it. Like it looks like spit to me. Like it looks like water.
Water.
It looks like not like water. Not water. It looks like water. Like magic shit. Like southern magic.
It is.
Natural. Oh, God.
The picture quality is unbelievable.
But I just need some buttons.
My fucking phone.
I need those buttons. Because you can't text.
Like, I miss you.
You can't text and not see the screen. And they think that's what.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what the whole feature with iPhone. With the
I can't believe
Apple
we did 90% of this episode about phones.
Know. And losing them.
Because there's two of you.
And being a moral.
We have something to
honesty. And returning them to the person that lost it.
Yeah, like, it's on. Just answer it.
I love the relationship between you two. The growing bond. It's so cute.
Once we find our phones, we'll never see. I work at this place called Firebrand Saints, which is over at Kendall.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, 1 Broadway Street in Kendall Square.
Yeah,
in Cambridge, and it's we take orders on a handheld POS system.
Really?
So every time I go to a table, I have to somehow let them know that I am paying attention to them while I'm staring into this machine and taking their orders. Because they'd be like, yeah, can I get like a brisk burger with like a top of avocado and cheddar? Maybe like a side of arugula and then some steak fries because I'm really hungry. I'll also throw in maybe like a lobster salad, you know, just
what?
Just a lobster and a complicated salad too. Which you can add chicken on that.
Well, I'm going to come to you then and you're going to get me some food. I'm going to come for dinner, me and the girls.
Woo! Yep.
He's gonna hook us up.
Alright. I heard that place was really good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I need to stop bitching out on ladies.
When do you work? When do we know to go?
You need to just come through.
I know. I'm scared.
Yeah, maybe you can.
I can't potty like that anymore.
I would be scared too.
Everyone should stop by Wednesday.
Why, Jackie? You having fun?
Return my phone. If you find it.
No, I bet it's fun. I just don't think my liver can handle it.
Handle what?
Oh, it's not the liver.
I'm so, like, obsessed on me and my phone. Where it is?
Oh, God. It's in Charlestown.
Well, can we take 5 minutes and watch this kid, Louis Vertel, do his little,
please. Love
little
it.
Weaklings thing? Let's relax from the phones.
Oh, whoa.
Seldom.
Burn.
Ha 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 ha! Hello and welcome to Weaklings, the show that believes we'll never see real progress until Barack Obama has the courage to address our nation as girl. Today's a very special episode of Weaklings as I'm joined by Guy Branum, Brian Safi, and Jeffrey Self, a.k.a. my three fellow gay Beatles. We're performing tonight at UCB. You should buy a ticket. But until then, watch us play our favorite game where we decide which Golden Girl, Spice Girl, and First Lady best define us. Ready?
If I were First Lady, I would be Mamie Eisenhower, because where is her legacy? No one talks about her. That would be for sure be her, like a ninja.
I would definitely be Dolly Madison, because if I were in a building that was on fire, I'd be very concerned about the artwork. The Gilbert Stuart original would be coming with me.
If I were First Lady, I would be either Annette Bening from The American President or Sigourney Weaver from Dave, because I thought that thing she pulled where she asked him about the state legislature to figure out whether he was really Dave or was actually that other Kevin Klein was very savvy.
Woodrow Wilson's wife is buried in my hometown.
Oh.
So her.
If I were a Golden Girl, I would for sure be Rue McClanahan, because I it better be true that in my golden years, that's when I'm going to have sex the most. I just have to believe that is true in my life.
I've seen actually only about 3 episodes of The Golden Girls, but I think from what I remember, my favorite was Jack Hay.
I mean, I'm a Dorothy. I'm sorry. We're all Dorothys, aren't we?
You want to be all of them. You want to be all of them.
Sporty Spice, because she, to me, did have the best voice, but also was not sporty at all, except that she wore sports clothes. Like, she had no muscle definition.
I'm a ginger. I mean, I'm a go-getter.
Posh, because I value being emaciated, and I believe my most attractive quality is my thorax.
Baby Spice.
Because I like milk.
Oh. If you had to be a famous Scientologist, which one would you be?
Oh, I absolutely know. Lisa Marie Presley, because I'm thuggishly gorgeous.
Julia Lewis, because I'm a sneak attack.
Love her.
I guess it looks like I'm stuck with Jenna Elfman again.
I would be Malin. I would be Sally Field, because I really like it when people look at me when I'm crying.
I would be Clary, because I have always dreamed of owning a local radio station. What would your drag name be?
Beverly Center.
Penny Candy.
Mine would be Miranda Wrights Esquire.
Whoa. I'm going to go with my old standby, Olympia Bukakis.
That's good.
That is good.
If I were Yankee Candle, I would probably be Football Field.
I would be Vanilla Tobacco, because I am sweet, but also bitter.
Which was one of the new scents they had for men, because I don't know what that smells like.
If I were a Yankee Candle, I'd be this one. Fresh Linen.
Retired supporting actress. And there you have it. Join us at Upright Citizens Brigade in Los Angeles tonight. This has been Weaklings, the show that considers Paul Ryan a monster named the Abdominal Snowman. Join us next week, Lings.
I love him.
That's him and his group. They do performance stuff. Okay, so they're called the Gay Beatles.
Wait, in New York or Cali?
I believe Cali. I like the Spice Girls moment the best. Sporty didn't have any muscle definition. They're right. Shit. The things you realize.
I'm always really sad that I'm not a gay man because I can't be a drag queen. That's the main reason why I really wish I was
there
a gay
man.
There
was an awesome drag queen there last night. She was fun. She was a ton of fun.
I'm not fabulous enough to be a drag queen. I'm not. But like, if I feel like if I were a gay man, I would be.
Suit. We put you in a suit. And cut
a
your
drag
hair,
king.
Cut your hair, put it in a thing.
Go say that on the microphone. Like
and why aren't you on the microphone?
Oh my god.
Are we on right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. I am ridiculous. I had the headphones on.
Oh my
Jesus.
I was saying that you should be a drag king, and you can put you in a suit. And then tie your hair up.
I feel like I'd just be a really
like Charlotte
man.
In an episode of Sex and the City.
It might be cool.
God, yeah, and you could. Yeah, it would be cool. You'd have to slick your hair down.
Yeah.
We're gonna make that happen. Kara works at a suit shop now. She works at what that thing called? I don't know.
Wait a minute.
You're
gonna
look good.
The RuPaul thing does that thing where like the drag queens like JGB.
Yep.
From Boston. they doll up like old bags or something like that. You know, like old women.
You call me an old bag?
No. Absolutely not.
You can't.
That's the thing. I don't get it. I don't get like what. It's just like women putting like a lot more makeup, which they've been doing since like the beginning of time, especially in like the 60s too. Oh, shit, makeup really like popped back then. I don't like wearing makeup. I just
I love it. I can't.
Men
not.
Can't wear makeup because you know when you put it on, people know you're wearing makeup because men don't wear makeup.
Yeah.
You know when they say a little bit? No,
but you
the
should.
Second.
I like men with makeup sometimes.
Men with makeup
yeah.
too.
Yeah. They should make a makeup line.
Because it's
for
like
men.
They're in touch with their feminine side.
Yeah, it's cute. Makeup it's is cute. A fun thing sometimes.
Oh boy.
They should make a makeup line for men. Maybe I'll make a makeup line for men. I'll
you
call
should.
It,
you should wear some eyeliner.
I'll call it mask.
I love you guys.
I think you should. You'd make millions.
Mask. Fill me with a man.
It'll be like bringing back the 80s.
There's got to be someone that's doing
men
that already.
Makeup.
I would love. I would love to be a Neutrogena model. Like I would, if they could endorse me, that'd be awesome. Yeah, and just splash water, not in my face, but like around my face. You know, yep. And just splash.
Oh God!
But it never touches your face. It just splash, and just, you never, and you're clean. Neutrogena.
Oh.
Buy me. Please.
Oh man,
you guys are ridiculous today.
Today was out of control. God. We're done.
$800, that's rent.
Oh my God.
Shut the fuck up.
I hope I get it back. I hope it
I love you I all. Thank you
whiny
for being
bitches.
Here. I'm muting their mics. That's how
whiny
it's going
bitches.
Right now. Thank you, Jessica.
I love
for being
Jackie.
Here. Thank you, David.
I hope you
like
the playlist.
Thank
I'll
you
see
very
you
much.
Soon. Georgina,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye. No, have a
return
good
our phones.
Return them.
Find us.
The
find
if
us.
You both get them back now, I'm going to be fucking...
We'll pay you.
I'll be so happy if they both get them back. Right? No.
We'll pay you.
I will reward you.
I will be so happy.
A thousand sweet kisses.
We will bring you in here as a thanks.
Yes, we will. We'll treat you. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, unregularradio.com, Three Strange Women, Miss Jackie, Miss Jessica, Georgina.
Mr. Bass.
Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. It's official. That's you from now on. Mr. Bass.
Bass.
Bass. All right. We'll be back.
Bass Nectar.
Keep it locked. UnregularRadio.com.
Thank you. Bye.
UnregularRadio.com.